as far as I can recall, Walter Smith could have said a lot more than he did about Neil Lennon, but chose not to. For example, he was asked two or three questions, including one by me, actually, on the subject of Neil Lennon and Celtic, and Walter said, "Oh, you know, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to speak about it." There was one question he did reply to, and I think he uttered three or four sentences about how Celtic had set the tone for a poor season. And of course, this was meat and drink for the newspapers. But to be honest, it was moderate meat and drink. It could have been a lot more, but Walter Smith didn't want to make it any more. So in a way, that whole thing was a bit exaggerated. And then, of course, we went to Neil Lennon and we said, "Well, this is what Walter said." And even Neil actually didn't really want to speak about it. He was quite quiet about it at first, but we kind of probed away at him, and eventually he came out with it. So I don't know if that was... There have been much worse tit-for-tat than that. I mean, a much worse tit-for-tat is the endless kind of finger-pointing by the endless whataboutery between Old Firm fans about getting into trouble with UEFA and bigoted chanting and offensive singing and all that. You know, there's all this, "Never mind us, look at them, never mind him, what about him over there?" You get all that stuff. In terms of tit-for-tat stuff at the end of the season, I thought the Walter Smith-Neil Lennon dialogue, if we could put it that way, was fairly tame, to be honest.